Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag Women in Tech. I am your host, Claudia, aka Miss Copywriter, and we are joined today by Khadijah McNeely, who is the founder of Millennial Nail Bar. So,
yes.
Welcome, Khadijah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to come onto your platform and giving me the opportunity to just speak of my startup company and also speak to you about my background in tech.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm sure we have a lot of good things to get in for our listeners and for our viewers, because we do both audio and video. So can we talk, just start a little bit on your journey as far as how you got into tech or your interest into the tech space?
Yeah. So starting off, I like to tell people that I don't see my background more so the tech as in coding and stuff like that. I'm more so the numbers person. Mm-hmm. So I started off, I got my master's in public policy, and I started working in international trade. Mm-hmm. And as a working in that industry, I started off as a trade analyst. And around the time that the NAFTA case came out, if you all are familiar with it, yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So I was asked if I can join a team to do some research. I was like, sure. So while doing that research, I started noticing that I'm doing a lot of statistical work mm-hmm. versus the research analytical perspective. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
No problem. It's okay.
The call was coming through. So once I was done with the NAFTA research, I was asked if I would like to come on as a statistician, since I did so much statistical work. And I was like, hey, I mean, I never thought about that. I have very little statistical work, but they were just pleased with my work. So I was like, sure, I'll come on. So yeah, that's how I started my journey entering into this thing called tech, or what some people like to refer to as STEM.
Yes, absolutely. And do you find, so your background in as a statistician, I mean, obviously that's not necessarily what you went to school to study, but how are you finding that lends itself to, or maybe a little bit about what a statistician does, at least in your role, and then we can kind of segue into how that led you into creating an app. I mean, that's definitely nothing to fly apart, but definitely two different journeys, right?
Right. So when I came in as a statistician, I guess to get a better understanding of what I'm doing day to day with my industry. So working in the international trade and industry, we're focusing more so on imports and exports, domestic and foreign producers or manufacturers. So we basically do a lot of research in that industry, and basically seeing who is being impacted most and who is bringing in the most money, imports, X, Y, and Z. So it's really a numbers game, seeing who is being very much impacted. Yeah. So I guess you can bring that statistical side into my startup when more so with the numbers. Let's see, you have this idea. Let's see if it makes sense financially. And if so, how can you make it become something from an idea to an actual product or a service?
Right.
So I'm very excited, although I didn't have that educational background and an academic level as a statistician, I am glad that I was given the opportunity to become a statistician and learn on a hands-on basis. Because a lot of times I look at, I've helped other friends out with their startup companies as far as looking over their business plan. And I'm like, yo, the number's not adding up.
You're like, not nice.
Right. But I think it's like one of those fortunate situations that I fell into to learn how to play with numbers that has helped me not only on my startup, but other people's startups. Because, again, I don't know anything about law. So a lot of my friends who have startups know everything about law. So I'm like, look, I help you out with your numbers. You help me out with this legal jargon. So it's like a balance in the situation. So more so, that's basically how I found the statistical background helping me out with my startup.
Now, I mean, and that's, thank you for the back, because I was a little, I was like, let me make sure I understand, because I have my own, let her say what it is. So we're going to come forward now. So how did you start your startup? What gave you the idea to open up Millennial Nail Bar?
Yeah, so just to help you out, I feel like it's a tongue twister. You can just easily call it MNB.
All right, I got that.
So basically, like any other female out there trying to balance their work life and personal life. Mm-hmm. I found myself needing more of self-care, and self-care for me was to go get my nails done. Mm-hmm. But as a full-time graduate student and a full-time employee, I could never find a proper time to get my nails done or to book a schedule appointment ahead of time because, again, I don't know what my schedule is going to look like the next day, let alone the next 30 minutes. So I thought to myself, I was like, why can't nail care services be just as easy as bringing food to your front door or having Uber ride take you from one destination to the next one? So I did a little research in the nail industry, and I started to look at the demand of the market as far as a consumer and a person who's providing the service. And I just said, okay, how can I simply bring the nail technician and the customer in one place, all in the convenience of the customer's schedule? And that's how I came up with Nail M&B, bringing the nail technician to you regardless of your location.
And you find that with M&B, was it hard to come up with a minimum viable product, so an MVP, or did you just launch?
So funny story, right? So when I first started M&B, it was originally going to be a brick and mortar.
Oh, okay.
I was going to make this thing where it was going to be more so a pop-up event where we bring you a pop-up. Let's say Southeast DC, Southwest DC, Northwest DC, wherever you are, it's going to be a pop-up event, just creating a vibe.
Right.
So when I started M&B, when I came up with the idea, I actually came up with the idea right before I graduated from my master's program at American University. And during that time, I found out that American University have an incubator. And I was like, you know what? Once I'm done with this capstone, I'm going to go pitch my idea to them to see if it makes sense to them. So I pitched it to them. They accept me. And during that time, they was working with me trying to clean up the idea and everything like that. So while we was more so focusing on a pop-up perspective of providing nail care services, I had applied to do a pitch for Shark Tank. They was coming to D.C. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to one of the advisors of the incubator, and he said, Khadijah, I think you should go technology with this company. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you're doing basically what Uber is doing, bring the service to the client. And I said, you know what? Literally 24 hours before I was going to pitch, my whole business changed.
Wow.
Like literally the whole concept of the business. And I didn't do that good of a pitch because again, I changed literally within 24 hours. I was up all night learning the business, changing the model of the business, going back through my business plan, the little time I did have and learning how to pitch the idea in a different way.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful for the opportunity because M&B wouldn't be where it is right now if I did not have the opportunity to go pitch.
Absolutely.
So that's how we came from A to B. We pivot.
Yeah.
That's what you call a pivot in the startup industry. it was a major pivot.
But definitely puts you to where you're at now. So where is M&B now? With you at the helm, obviously, but where is it as an application and as a service?
Yeah, so we launched services back in September of this year online. You can go onto the website, request a manicure, pedicure, or both. We're in the process of getting the app finished, hopefully by the first of the year, if not no later than March. So right now we're just out there grinding. I have a team of interns. I have a person who's over operations. So right now we've been doing events with WeWork, a co-working space called MySpace in D.C., we just landed our contract with Nordstrom to provide private events and pop. Thank you, right? And I think that told you the background story. I'm like, hi, am I going to finesse this to work for my benefit? Yes. So we're providing pop-up services for private events as well as regular pop-up events for Nordstrom in the DMV area. So right now we're operating in the DMV area, and hopefully in 2020, before 2020, I can branch out to other states to get in and be out there in the market. So right now we're just focusing more so on some other industries that we can bring in the services and collaborate with other companies and securing those contracts so we can be, hey, this money is guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Right.
And is it hard to find nail techs to be a part of the platform? Or?
Right. I think the nail industry is very interesting. So it's been here for some time, right? Before us, before our parents, basically. Yeah. So a lot of people, a lot of the nail techs are used to brick and mortar situations where they're going and working in a traditional salon. Mm-hmm. You just now starting to see a lot of nail technicians that are working from home. Mm-hmm. So they have an in-home nail salon. Mm-hmm. So to get them to get the idea that, hey, this is a great idea for you because one, we're not taking a large percentage of that service cost. So mm-hmm. that transaction cost, we're taking less than 20%, where mm-hmm. in a traditional brick and mortar, they're taking 60%.
Right.
Then on top of that, when you consider the individuals who are taking a leap of faith and becoming true entrepreneurs and working from their home with the nail salon, mm-hmm. there's going to be a high cost of you buying products and stuff. Well, with M&B, we're partnering with several companies. So we just partnered with two natural nail polishes who are offering discounts to our nail technicians to buy products from them. Oh, so it's just like, it's going to work. Right. Just come with us and take this journey with us. Because it's going to be a journey.
Yes,
it's going to be highs and lows. But so far, I can say that the nail technicians that we have on our books are very happy. They appreciate me. They're like, look, let me know when the next service and let me know when the next event coming up.
So. That's good that you're developing that rapport and that you're able to get the quality nail techs specifically.
Right. That's the hardest thing because it's a growing market. I think a lot of people are starting to get into nail art and nail design, a lot of customers. And mm-hmm. now that nail technicians can step out of the traditional, let's say, French manicure or regular polish, they're mm-hmm. able to do more designs. People want to throw rhinestones or jewelry on top of their nails. It's more exciting for them. So mm-hmm. for me, it's just like, hey, how can I make sure they're grown as true entrepreneurs? Mm-hmm. And also, how can I make sure I'm sticking to the core value of this company, which is making it more convenient for customers?
Right.
So it's just balancing those two aspects mm-hmm. and making sure I'm fulfilling both of them. One for a customer and two for my nail technicians and making sure they're growing as true entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. I mean, and that makes sense. It's that balance. Yeah, like I said, you're kind of the glue with all of this, right?
Yeah.
Consumers, and then you have your techs. Now, here's another question I have. So in developing M&B and, you know, coming to fruition, we're coming towards it, wrapping up 2018, about to go into 2019. What is the vision that you see? And I know you spoke a little bit about, you know, where you want to be by 2020. What's the vision that you see from a roadmap standpoint for 2019? Like, where do you see M&B? I know you're looking at growth, but where do you see M&B specifically for 2019?
I see M&B at New York Fashion Week, the official service provider. Like, I know some people are like, wow, what a dream. But no, we're going to be the official nail care provider for New York Fashion Week. That's the goal. We want to be at your nearest nail salon. Your nearest hotel. Like, we want to be the go-to person. Instead of you walking out of a hotel trying to figure out where to go to the nearest nail salon, you don't have to do that. The person at the front desk already can recommend you off the rip. M&B is where it's at. Just download the app, request the service, and they're there. Yeah. Even right now, go to the website. We'll come to your nearest Four Seasons, your nearest mm-hmm. Hamilton, like wherever your hotel is at, we can come to you.
Oh, that is nice. And so now you're growing your partnerships with the hotels. I mean, it sounds like there's a relationship. Wow, that's definitely a really good strategy. I didn't even think about that. Like, I'm in a new city. Concierge, we're checking my nails done. Guess what? M&B is right there. Like,
right. You don't have to go out and try to figure out if this is a legit nail salon or if they can provide that perfect services. And like you said earlier, is it of quality?
Right.
All our nail technicians are vetted. We want to make sure they have a proper background check. They are up to date with their license, and more specifically, we went through the process to make sure they're bringing the correct products, and more specifically, they know how to do the service that you're requesting.
That's good. And is there an opportunity for customers to give feedback about their nail techs, you know, kind of like a review system? Is that?
So with the app, that's the main goal with the app. We want our nail technicians to know, hey, this is some of the things that you need to work on, or hey, be considerate of X, Y, and Z. But we also want to make sure the customer know who they're picking. Mm-hmm. So once you're searching for a nail technician based off of the services, you already know, oh, this person has XYZ reviews, mm-hmm. and this person also show good quality work via their portfolio.
Right.
So, yeah, we definitely want to make sure we're putting the control back into the customer's hand, but also making it easier and more convenient. No one wants to be on the app searching for 30 minutes for that perfect service. Right. You know what I'm saying? So like, let's get it straight to the point. We have we have a busy schedule. We're trying to conquer the world.
Exactly.
Let me make sure I can send this email while getting my left hand manicured at the same time.
So. Right. Multitasking at its finest.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, MMB, you said as an app on your phone, it's going to launch, it sounds like early next year. Did you have it planned just for iOS first, Android, or both? Or I guess, what was your plan from an app launch?
So it was so difficult because we went through a lot of issues with app developers, so finding the perfect app developer. I'm sure you understand how an app developer can say they can provide X, Y, and Z, but then turn around and it's like, oh, I can't do this. And I'm like, but so that's the goal. We want to do both once we're out and about in the beta stage, which I'm sure you're familiar with. But we definitely want to do iOS and Android at the same time.
Awesome. So that's something to look forward to. And just so we can kind of talk about it real quick, is it mmbapp.com? Is that correct?
So the website is millennialnailbardc.com. So if you go to our Instagram, which is mmbapp, you can easily click on the link and it's sending you straight to the services.
Awesome. So we're definitely going to link that below this interview. Reach out to Khadijah if there's anything else that you guys from a tech, if you're a nail tech and you're interested, definitely reach out to her. If you're a customer and you're also,
thank you for the plug, but I want people to understand that also this is also not only for individual services. We just did an event for a big sorority. It was like 50 of them there, and so we have 4 nail technicians there. So like I tell people, don't just think of it as an individual service, think of it as a customer appreciation, think of it as an employer appreciation. Everybody wants to get their nails done at the end of the day.
Yes, that is nice. I could think of it like in a wedding or a bridal shower but that's nice. I like that. So you guys definitely get on it. Like I said, we're going to link that below. So Khadijah, I have another question because of course I have the questions. What is a piece of advice that you would either give a younger you or a young lady looking to get into tech?
So with that question, okay, I'm going to answer it 2 different ways.
Go ahead.
For a younger me, I want to say, do not allow other people failures or discouragement to fall off on me. Like, don't allow other people fear to go after what they want to do or because someone else told them that, hey, that's not going to make sense to do. Mm-hmm. Don't allow their fear to be on you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times growing up, you would hear teachers or even sports coaches, I played sports growing up, that they want to put a limitation on you. And it's just like, well, that's sound like your limitation because someone told you you couldn't do this or that it wasn't realistic. A lot of times I run into people and they're like, oh, but what is your background? I'm like, I'm a statistician. They're like, so you want to get into the nail industry? And I'm like, but you don't understand that this is an $8.5 billion industry. So it's not going to make sense to you.
Right.
So I'm going to let that comment slide. So a younger me will let that comment sit there. And I will begin to question myself and become discouraged in it. And it's just like, you know what? No, that's not you. What they're going through, whatever, even if it's totally different topics, whatever someone told them that they couldn't do, that's not your path. You created your path. You want to make sure it's aligned with the Lord. But at the same time, you have a path that you want to make sure you can go through. And what if it does go left, figure out a way to make it back right.
<You're> right.
Whatever it may be.
You're right.
But for individuals who want to get into tech, I want people to understand whether it's, let's say STEM, because again, I'm a statistician.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I want people to understand that don't let the room of others intimidate you. So when you step in that room, yes, you're different. Yes, you're unique. Yes, you are overall not, whoever in that room doesn't look like you. That's fine. Instead of taking that and sitting on it in a negative way, look at it as a positive perspective. Like, yes, I'm going to walk into this room and I'm sure it's not going to be someone in that room that looks like me.
Right.
But instead of looking at it in a negative way, instead of trying to figure out why X, Y, and Z is staring at me, look at it like, yeah, I'm ready to talk whenever you want me to talk. You ask me a question, I'm going to say it very educated and I'm going to say it with pride and I'm going to say it with confidence. I'm not going to bottle up in myself with fear because I'm not sure who's in this room and I feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. No, go in there with confidence.
Yeah.
Figure out what is that. If sitting in that room makes you uncomfortable, Yeah. Figure out what makes you comfortable. If thinking that you're on the beach, whatever gets your mind on a different level,
yeah.
whatever makes you comfortable, try to do it. But yeah. do not allow that room to intimidate you, because it doesn't look like you, because the people in those positions didn't they took a different path than you. Like I said earlier, my background is in policy work. And a lot of times I enter rooms and they're like, oh, she's the statistician. Mm-hmm. Or you didn't go to school for economics. And I'm like, no, but I'm here today.
Yep, absolutely.
So would you like to know my research that I found on this particular import product?
Yeah, like, right. We're talking business here.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story. So yeah, just if someone say, oh, you're interesting or you're unique, like take it as a positive, not a negative.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, and I appreciate that. And you're right. Oftentimes we tend to be more self-critical of ourselves and take on what others say instead of using that as a point of growth or a point of overcoming whatever that quote unquote obstacle is. Right.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. And I definitely like that piece of advice that you gave to a younger you, like, don't be scared to create your own path, make your own lane, make your own way. I definitely think that would resonate with a lot of young ladies coming up now and the different environment from when we came up. And so I think that it is important, as you said, is to, sometimes you got to go, you know, if you're going left, you might have to course correct a little bit, but just be confident in who you're becoming as a young lady in tech. So I definitely agree with the wisdom that you had. That's definitely a deep one. We have to rewind that one a couple times.
No, it's just, I think a lot of times it's not that many of us. Well, I take it back. I do think it's a lot of Black female founders coming up right now, especially in the tech industry. Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of times we get so afraid, or we think that just because something is going steady or if something just take a complete fall for the bad, we get to the point where we're like, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Man, I need to just change subjects, or man, I need to just focus more so on my 9-to-5. This is not going to work. That was a sign. It's like, no, like push through it, because you never know what will come out of that situation once you push through it. And a lot of times, eventually, those unfortunate situations, they become second nature to react in a positive way. So now I'm very grateful with my mindset and the people who I have surrounding me to be like, all right, that email didn't go so well with that company, but I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to send out other emails. I'm going to send out 10 more emails until I can get a proper collaboration with a company that I want. Yeah. So just push through it. Like eventually you will figure out a way to like maneuver throughout those negative situations.
Right. No, absolutely. And you're right. You're absolutely right. And just to, there's one question that I did have with regards to just any challenges. Are there any have you faced any challenges with MMB building it as an app? And are you still seeking funding? Like, are you actively still? So are you finding it challenging as a female founder in that space?
Yeah, I mean, the stats regarding VCs and women founders, specifically Black female founders or minority founders, is true. But again, that's one of those situations where it's like, all right, the obvious is there. What am I going to do to maneuver around that? I still need to get to this money. The statistics is there. All right, cool. Let's figure out how to go around those statistics. I think, so we are doing pitch competitions. We're still seeking funds. We did recently a pitch competition with Black Girl Ventures here in DC, and we placed in the top 3 for awards.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was, I very much appreciate Shelly Bell with what she's doing with Black Girl Ventures, because again, it's so hard for Black women to get those funds or even basic stuff like resources.
Right.
So, we're still out here getting funds, trying to get funds. Right now it's more so, all right, until the funds get here, whether it's from VCs, we're going to sit here and go ahead and launch the company. We're going to sit here and figure out ways to get money by events or pop-up events or collaborations, because eventually we can't just sit on this idea, especially after we already did the research, we already tested in the market, we know it's a good idea. All right, let's get the money going. Let's start the services, because eventually the VCs is going to come, or we can seek them. And when that happened, we already got our stuff set and ready to go. Like, we're waiting for you. Cut the check.
It took y'all so long.
Our research, like, clientele, come on, cut the check.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just having that positive perspective, because it's very hard, and I'm sure you already know, speaking to other founders. Yeah. But in the day, you have this idea, and the more you see that it grows, the company, or the more the idea grows, or the more senses its mates as an idea or a company, mm-hmm. eventually you're gonna be like, you know what? All right, the VC is not here, but eventually they're gonna come.
Exactly. You gotta, like you said, just keep pushing through it until then.
Right.
And be creative, because it sounds like I said, it sounds like you had a lot of creative ways, not only to get MMB out there, but to bring together nail techs and customers. It's definitely something that sounds like there's a lot of potential and growth and potentially untapped avenues that you're finding and you're using to your advantage.
Right.
Yeah. So, one last question for Ron. I think I said it a minute ago, but this is my last one. What do you do in downtime? Because we all have, you have a full-time job, you're building a startup. What's downtime look like for you?
I love movies.
Yes.
Listen, I would go to a movie theater by myself in a quickness. I just want to go to the movies, or yeah. I watch comedy shows. Mm-hmm. I love Blackish. Mm-hmm. I love Fresh Off the Boat. I mm-hmm. love just something funny, because again, you work in a 9-to-5 mm-hmm. until you're able to leave that 9-to-5. Sure. And then on top of that, you have to put in that time for your startup. So your mind is really drained by the end of the day. So it's just like, you know what? I'm just going to watch me a little Blackish, or sometimes you want a little drama. So you watching How to Get Away with Murder. So I just need something to not be so serious right now.
Yeah.
So I love movies. I love comedy. It's so funny. This Thanksgiving weekend, I did nothing until Sunday. And it felt so good. I didn't feel bad. I mm-hmm. was just like, you know what? You're going to sit here and watch nothing but movies. Mm-hmm. I watched all the Eddie Murphy movies. I went back and watched all of Life. I watched all his movies. It's just it was good for me. I needed it.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. If we don't unplug, you can lose it. So that's definitely good. And I'm sure overall that just helps, like you said, to keep driving and moving forward to your target with MMB and what it is as an app, what it is as a company. I agree with you. We do need that downtime, but it's nice to know movies and TV shows is your unplug, because I totally vibe with that. Well, Khadija, I just wanted to say thank you again for coming on to another episode of Hashtag Women in Tech. You guys could check out our episode at misscopywriter.com/WIT and let you know when other interviews drop. But Khadija, again, thank you with Millennial Nail Bar. Definitely, we're going to link all the goodies below. Anything else?
No, like I said, I want to say thank you so much for this platform. It was great meeting you for the first time, and we just clicked. Yeah. I think I came to that gathering tired, exhausted. I was telling you hey, I came here to just relax, but for some reason my mind is everywhere else. Yeah. But no, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for even stepping out and creating this space. I think we need more spaces like this, so I very much appreciate you and allowing me to come onto your platform. Like you said earlier, follow us on Instagram at MNB app. Go to our website and request services at Millennial Nail Bar DC. And look out for us. We're coming up.
Yes, y'all, 2019 is beyond hot. 2019 is hot, but 2019 is going to be on fire. How about that?
Lit.
Exactly. All right, Khadija, we're going to wrap. You guys, thank you very much. And Khadija, we will be catching up with you again, hopefully in 2019 with some goodies.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.